Welcome to my podcast, IELTS Success. The name of today's episode is the PPF Technique for Part 2 of the IELTS Speaking Test. Hello, my name is Theodora Dmitrievich. I am an Ontario certified ESL teacher based in Toronto, Canada. I have been teaching English as a second language since 2007. I got started in English as a second language, ESL, by proofreading and editing English language papers for ESL grade 11 and 12 high school students when I was a high school student in my last year of high school. This volunteer work led me to working as an ESL tutor in university while I pursued a Bachelor of Fine Arts honors degree in visual arts. After my undergraduate degree, I decided to go to graduate school for education. I graduated with a Bachelor of Education degree. After, I taught as an elementary teacher in schools in Canada and the United Kingdom for several years. In the United Kingdom, an elementary teacher is called a primary teacher. I became certified as an ESL teacher and began to prepare people for the IELTS exam in 2015. Since 2015, I have dedicated my time to help students achieve their desired band scores on the IELTS exam. I am looking forward to being your IELTS exam coach and English teacher in this podcast episode and also in upcoming podcast episodes. Let's get started. Today, we will talk about a technique called PPF. PPF stands for past, present, future. As you might know, grammar is very important on the IELTS speaking test. In fact, the grammar mark is worth 25% of your IELTS speaking test band score. When it comes to grammar, you will gain points in two areas. The first area is accuracy. Accuracy is also known as correctness. This is obvious to most people when they prepare for the IELTS speaking test. The second area is sometimes less obvious. The second area is variety. A variety of grammar structures will help you get a higher grammar mark. This is how PPF can help you. For those who are unsure of how Part 2 of the IELTS speaking test works, let me briefly explain. You will get a cue card with a topic and subtopics to talk about. For example, I might get a cue card that asks me to talk about my most recent vacation. I need to say who I went with, where I visited, what activities I did, and why I enjoyed it. You will be given 1 minute to write notes for your part to answer on a piece of paper. You will have 2 minutes to present your answer for part two. PPF is a technique that helps you use a variety of grammar structures for your part to answer. First P in PPF stands for past. Think of a past tense grammar structure. For example, you might choose to use the past continuous tense. Then, write a sentence using the past continuous tense. My sentence will be, I was swimming with dolphins and feeding the dolphins. This also answers the subtopic, what activities I did. The next P stands for present. Think of a present tense grammar structure. For example, you might choose to use the present simple. Then write a sentence using the present simple. My sentence will be, I highly recommend Bermuda if you want to go somewhere tropical. You may notice that this sentence does not answer one of the cue card subtopics. However, that is okay because you can and should add more information when you talk about your cue card topic. The final letter in PPF is the letter F. Letter F stands for future. Think of a future tense grammar structure. For example, you might choose to use the future perfect tense. Then, write a sentence using the future perfect tense. My sentence will be, this Saturday, it will have been 7 days since our trip to Bermuda. Again, like the sentence I wrote for the second letter of PPF, the present tense, my sentence for the future tense does not answer one of the cue card subtopics. As you may remember, the first sentence I wrote for the first letter of PPF, the past tense, did answer one of the subtopics on the cue card. When you use the PPF technique, your sentences in the past, present, and future can be planned to answer as many cue card subtopics as you want. You can use PPF to answer none, one, some, or all of your cue card subtopics. The most important factor for a great Part 2 presentation is grammar variety. Grammar variety is sometimes called grammatical variety by ESL teachers. The two terms have the same meaning. As you increase the variety of grammar structures in your Part 2 presentation, your IELTS band score for grammar variety will also increase. Before we leave for today, I would like to review the three grammar structures that were used in my Part 2 presentation. For the first P, I used the past continuous tense. My sentence was, I was swimming with dolphins and feeding the dolphins. For the second P, I used the present simple. My sentence was, I highly recommend Bermuda if you want to go somewhere tropical. For the final letter, the letter F, I used the future perfect. My sentence was, this Saturday, it will have been 7 days since our trip to Bermuda. Thank you for listening to my presentation on the PPF technique for Part 2 of the IELTS speaking test. I hope you will join me in future episodes where I will share techniques for success on the IELTS exam. Welcome to IELTS Success. My name is Theodora Dmitrievich, and I am excited to be your IELTS coach and teacher as you prepare for your IELTS General or IELTS Academic Exam. Let's get started. Today's episode will be on the read and write technique. I will share with you how the read and write technique can save you half a minute of preparation time on your 1 minute of preparation time for Part 2 of the IELTS speaking test. Just in case you are doubting how time can be saved on just 1 minute of preparation time, I would like to assure you that you heard correctly and you are able to save time on the planning process. The read and write technique can save you 30 seconds or half a minute of preparation time during your 1 minute of prep time for your Part 2 presentation on the IELTS speaking test. Since you are given just 1 minute to prepare your answer for your Part 2 presentation, saving as much as half a minute of time can really be useful as you prepare for your Part 2 presentation. Let's compare how two IELTS candidates prepare for their Part 2 presentation. Let's call our first candidate Mary. Our second candidate will be called Bob. Each IELTS candidate receives the same amount of time to prepare, exactly 1 minute. When Mary is given 1 minute of preparation time, she reads all the information she is asked to provide on her cue card. Let's look at her cue card. The cue card reads, "Describe a useful website." You should say what it is, how often you visit it, what kind of information it offers, and explain why you think it is useful. After Mary has finished reading all the information on the cue card, she plans the sentences she will write to answer the questions. However, since Mary wants to ensure that the sentences she writes are specifically answering the questions on the card, she reads each piece of information on the card a second time before writing each answer. Now, time is running out for Mary during her 1 minute of preparation time. Mary has spent most of her time reading the cue card because she has read the cue card twice and has less time to write her answers, which will answer the cue card questions. Mary is out of time. She has to begin her IELTS Part 2 response. While she does have a fairly good idea of the topic and subtopics, she does not have a lot of content that she can use in her Part 2 response. It would have been easier for Mary if there were more sentences that she had written, which could simply be read off of her piece of paper for her presentation. Having more sentences written on a piece of paper would have also allowed her to have more control over her grammar variety or grammatical variety and the use of high-level words and specific words. Let's take a look at our second IELTS candidate, Bob. Bob receives the same cue card as Mary. Let's look at his cue card. The cue card reads, "Describe a useful website." You should say what it is, how often you visit it, what kind of information it offers, and explain why you think it is useful. Bob uses a different technique than Mary. Instead of reading all the information on the cue card like Mary did, Bob uses the read and write technique to save time on reading during his 1 minute of Part 2 preparation time. The read and write technique will help Bob save time. Bob reads the first line, "Describe a useful website." This line is introducing Bob to the topic. Under "You should say," Bob will read each subtopic one time and then write his response. On the first line under "You should say," it says what it is. After reading this line one time, Bob writes his one-sentence answer. Bob writes, The website I would like to describe to you is Amazon.ca, a website that sells books, clothes, electronics, and other items. Once Bob has written his answer, he moves on to read the next line. Next line says, how often you visit it. After reading the next line one time, Bob writes his one-sentence answer. Bob writes, I visit this website approximately twice a week when I have spare time after work. Although during the winter and summer holidays, I visit this website about 3 to 5 times per week because I have more free time. Once Bob has written his answer, he moves on to read the next line. Bob has already provided answers to half of the information the cue card is asking for. He is making good use of dividing his time between reading and writing in the limited time he has. The third line says, what kind of information it offers. Writes, Amazon.ca offers information about the manufacturer of each product, as well as a detailed description for each product and information about pricing. The last line says, and explain why you think it is useful. Bob writes, I think this website is useful because I can find information about the manufacturer of each product and access a detailed description of each product and pricing information in addition to customer comments featuring star ratings, which really give me an overall impression of user satisfaction. When Bob presents his Part 2 presentation, he does not have to invent answers on the spot, sorting out the grammar needed in the moment to create his sentences. Instead, he can read his sentences from his paper. He had more time to write, so he can cover more time of his 2-minute presentation time reading sentences from his paper. Bob has a much easier presentation experience than Mary because Bob has more sentences to share from his paper. Bob also gains confidence from having more pre-planned sentences to share on his topic. When he has to share new sentences which are not on his paper during his 2-minute presentation, he shares his sentences with more comfort because the theme of his presentation on his description of a useful website, Amazon.ca, is much more established. Additionally, spending more time on writing has allowed him to spend more time customizing his responses for the cue card topic. The presentation has become more specific since more time was spent on writing. Since writing is a production skill and reading is a passive skill, spending more time on producing your own content through writing during your Part 2 prep time will give you more time to share during the Part 2 presentation. The read and write technique can help you to truly channel the flow of the preparation process during your 1 minute of preparation time to make your Part 2 presentation truly your own. Thank you for joining me for another episode of IELTS Success. I look forward to our upcoming episodes. The Read and Write Technique, an analysis of Mary's Part 2 Preparation Strategy. Welcome to IELTS Success. My name is Theodora Dmitrievich, and I am excited to be your IELTS coach and teacher as you prepare for your IELTS General or IELTS Academic Exam. Let's get started. Today's episode will be on the read and write technique. I will share with you how the read and write technique can save you half a minute of preparation time on your 1 minute of prep time for part two of the IELTS speaking test. Just in case you are doubting how time can be utilized effectively and saved on just 1 minute of preparation time, I would like to assure you that time can be used wisely during your 1 minute of planning time. The read and write technique can save you 30 seconds or half a minute of preparation time during your 1 minute of prep time for your part two presentation on the IELTS speaking test. Since you are given just 1 minute to prepare your answer for your part two presentation, saving as much as half a minute of time can be extremely useful to you as you prepare for your 2 minute part two presentation. Let's compare how two IELTS candidates prepare for their part two presentation. Let's call our first candidate Mary. Our second candidate will be called Bob. Each IELTS candidate receives the same amount of time to prepare, exactly 1 minute. In this first audio, we will focus on Mary's part two presentation. When Mary is given 1 minute of preparation time, she reads all the information she is asked to provide on her cue card. Let's look at her cue card. The cue card reads, "Describe a useful website. You should say what it is, how often you visit it, what kind of information it offers, and explain why you think it is useful." Mary reads all the information on the cue card. After Mary finishes reading all the information on the cue card, she begins to plan the sentences she will write to answer the questions. Mary has read all the sentences on the cue card, but she wants to be extra sure that the sentences she writes are specifically answering each question on the card. She reads each piece of information on the card a second time before writing each answer. Now, time is running out for Mary during her 1 minute of preparation time. Mary has spent most of her time reading the cue card because she has read the cue card twice and has less time to write her sentences, which will answer the cue card questions. Mary is out of time. She has to begin her IELTS Part 2 response. While she does have a fairly good idea of the topic and subtopics, because she spent most of her time reading, she does not have a lot of content that she can readily use in her part two response when her 1 minute of preparation time is finished. It would have been easier for Mary if there were more sentences that she had written which could simply be read off of her piece of paper for her presentation. Having more sentences written on a piece of paper would have also allowed her to have more control over her grammar variety, which is sometimes called grammatical variety. Additionally, Mary could have also written more high-level words and specific words on her paper to use in her presentation. During the 2-minute presentation, Mary can read information from her paper, which she knows will guarantee her points in the areas of grammar and vocabulary. By reading each subtopic on the cue card twice, Mary has spent as much as half of her 1 minute of preparation time reading instead of planning. The read and write technique could have been applied to save Mary as much as 30 seconds of time to plan and write sentences and vocabulary to use in her Part 2 presentation. In this next audio, we will look at Bob's preparation strategy for his Part 2 response. We will examine how Bob's use of the read and write technique saves him time during the planning process and allows him to read written sentences during his Part 2 presentation that will guarantee him points. The read and write technique, an analysis of Mary's Part 2 preparation strategy. Welcome to IELTS Success. My name is Theodora Dmitrievich, and I am excited to be your IELTS coach and teacher as you prepare for your IELTS General or IELTS Academic exam. Let's get started. Today's episode will be on the read and write technique. I will share with you how the read and write technique can save you half a minute of preparation time on your 1 minute of prep time for Part 2 of the IELTS speaking test. Just in case you are doubting how time can be utilized effectively and saved on just 1 minute of preparation time, I would like to assure you that time can be used wisely during your 1 minute of planning time. The read and write technique can save you 30 seconds or half a minute of preparation time during your 1 minute of prep time for your Part 2 presentation on the IELTS speaking test. Since you are given just 1 minute to prepare your answer for your Part 2 presentation, saving as much as half a minute of time can be extremely useful to you as you prepare for your 2-minute Part 2 presentation. Let's compare how two IELTS candidates prepare for their Part 2 presentation. Let's call our first candidate Mary. Our second candidate will be called Bob. Each IELTS candidate receives the same amount of time to prepare, exactly 1 minute. In this first audio, we will focus on Mary's Part 2 preparation strategy. When Mary is given 1 minute of preparation time, she reads all the information she is asked to provide on her cue card. Let's look at her cue card. The cue card reads, "Describe a useful website. You should say what it is, how often you visit it, what kind of information it offers, and explain why you think it is useful." Mary reads all the information on the cue card. After Mary finishes reading all the information on the cue card, she begins to plan the sentences she will write to answer the questions. Mary has read all the sentences on the cue card, but she wants to be extra sure that the sentences she writes are specifically answering each question on the card. She reads each piece of information on the card a second time before writing each answer. Now, time is running out for Mary during her 1 minute of preparation time. Mary has spent most of her time reading the cue card because she has read the cue card twice and has less time to write her sentences, which will answer the cue card questions. Mary is out of time. She has to begin her IELTS Part 2 response. While she does have a fairly good idea of the topic and subtopics because she has spent most of her time reading, she does not have a lot of content that she can readily use in her Part 2 response when her 1 minute of preparation time is finished. It would have been easier for Mary if there were more sentences that she had written which could simply be read off of her piece of paper for her presentation. Having more sentences written on a piece of paper would have also allowed her to have more control over her grammar variety, which is sometimes called grammatical variety. Additionally, Mary could have also written more high-level words and specific words on her paper to use in her presentation. During the 2-minute presentation, Mary can read information from her paper, which she knows will guarantee her points in the areas of grammar and vocabulary. By reading each subtopic on the cue card twice, Mary has spent as much as half of her 1 minute of preparation time reading instead of planning. The read and write technique could have been applied to save Mary as much as 30 seconds of time to plan and write sentences and vocabulary to use in her Part 2 presentation. In this next audio, we will look at Bob's preparation strategy for his Part 2 response. We will examine how Bob's use of the read and write technique saves him time during the planning process and allows him to read written sentences during his Part 2 presentation that will guarantee him points.